Hello, and welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, episode 127. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And this week has been a busy week, what with the, you know, sudden oncoming of fall in Colorado.
Yeah, we went from, I think it was 80 one day, and then the next day it was 40. And then 30. And then 70.
Hooray, Colorado! Most various types of weather through the week. We even had lots of sun, a little bit of rain, and snow. Thankfully, not too much wind.
Unfortunately, apparently you farmer people were ready. Or
yes.
These people that have gardens.
We're all ready.
Well, since nothing grew anyways.
Alright, hey, we got zucchini.
Yeah.
Lots of zucchini. And we got radishes, but I just didn't know what to do with them half the time, so I just let them go, and they got really big. Like, scary big. Like, I'm talking like potato-sized radishes.
Those are big radishes.
Yeah. They're not any good to eat anymore.
I'm sorry.
Nope, my fault.
At least they didn't all freeze to death.
Well, now you are.
Well, now, but if they when they were editable, you didn't let them freeze to death.
No, they were ready to harvest like 3 months ago.
That's why they're potato size now.
Okay. Well, anywho, moving on. So, with all this preparing junk, we didn't get many different stuff done. I played more Borderlands 2, which for all the Borderlands 2 I'm playing, I'm not making much progress in it because I keep doing all the side missions and then I go to the main quest.
Why does everybody do that? Why does everybody do all the side stuff first and then the main quest?
Because you get fat loots by doing the side missions.
It makes the main quest easier.
For example, right now I have a bazooka, which is actually seems slightly less powerful than the shotgun I use at times. Provided my shotgun uses 4 rounds of ammo per shot. But it destroys things really good. Somebody's coming up right up and someone's running up on me, one shot. Gibbs him. Not even a corpse left.
You just explode him into pieces.
Pretty much. I think it also does explosive damage, so basically each pellet explodes when it hits. It's a fun gun.
Yeah, so our week mainly consisted. Yes. Our week mainly consisted of getting our house ready for winter, which meant, you know, putting a furnace filter in and the running around on the roof and putting caps on vents and things like that.
Getting building a brand new flower bed. Got it all ready. Just need the bulbs. They're coming this week. Pick them up from my parents. Yay!
But we weren't busy with that. We were mainly watching B Got That HK Yamada's First Time, which is hilarious.
Was that on Hulu or
on
Netflix?
On Hulu.
It's also on Funimation if you want to watch the dub, but you got to pay for the Elite subscription. Otherwise, the subtitle is available both on Funimation and Hulu Plus. Hulu.
I think that Elite's, what, $7.99 a month?
Yeah.
So it's about the same as a Hulu subscription.
It's the magic number. The magic number for streaming subscriptions is $8, because that's what Netflix, Hulu Plus, and Crunchyroll and Funimation all are.
Apparently, they found out people were willing to pay $8. Well, actually, $7.99 is what they're willing to pay.
I just call it $8 because that's what it is. The penny doesn't matter. If we were anyplace else in the world, it would round up to $8.
I don't know. When you have 1 million-plus subscribers, that penny's a lot of lost income. True?
Well, if you have 1 million people, it's $1 million. No, not $1 million. Let's see. How much would it be?
$10,000.
That's still a decent chunk of change.
Yes.
Yeah, fun series. We finished it. It was good.
It's a good thing they're both teenagers.
Yeah, lots of fun, I thought.
It was cute. It's kind of a little... You gotta be careful what company you're watching it in.
Would you say this is for an 18-up audience?
Oh, yeah. When you watch it on Hulu, it flashes with the big, like, this show is meant for a mature audience. Viewer discretion is advised.
And I wouldn't want to watch it with my parents. Well, the first part's not bad. It's the last couple of episodes. It's like, okay.
There's never any imagery or language is actually explicit, though.
No, but they cover everything, so you know what's going on behind what they're covering behind the little, you know,
logo
Ogre
brand.
Yeah,
logo.
That's funny. I find that funny how Japan does it. It's like, so we don't want them to see this because this is what's being shown during prime time, so we're going to put some random thing out there.
Well, there's this, in the show, there's the, basically they use Ogre brand, which is like the brand that makes like condoms and such. And so whenever there's anything that they're censoring, they basically just flash that over it.
That's kind of funny.
I guess the other funny thing about the series, they have everyone, all the main characters have an Eros spirit, which is basically their sort of like...
sex drive persona. Well, not necessarily sex drive, just their...
like love.
Drive personified.
It's like a little cherub thing, kind of, basically. And they're rather amusing.
Yamato's is funny, because it's basically her with a mustache.
And a staff and like on a floating cloud.
And Kosuna's is basically himself, just really laid back, like...
whatever.
And then Miona's... Miona?
Miano.
Miano, thank you. Hers is all like, you need to, you know, stand up for yourself more. But if the boy I like is happy, then I'm happy too. And they're like, no! You gotta fight for yourself! I think they're the only ones that have them.
Yeah, they didn't have any other characters with those. So when I was looking at the Wikipedia, I guess it was talking more about the manga, and I guess more of the characters. They show their Eros spirits in the manga, I guess, at least.
So at least it sounds like it was a fun series to watch, though?
Oh, yeah. I thought so.
I kind of wish we could have watched it in the dub, because I think it would be a little bit more entertaining to see how they would, you know, sort of localized it.
I could see that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things were kind of a bit... some of the jokes were still a bit Japanese, I guess, in a way, if that makes sense. Not, like, the language, but just the...
the overall joke. It was something that was probably funnier if you live in Japan.
Yeah.
Cultural context.
It's like, so how would they change that joke for it to still be funny to us? Alright, well, sounds like a fun series. This week... since I'm getting Dishonored on Tuesday, I made myself finish Darksiders 2 this weekend. So that happened yesterday, which means hopefully I'll have a Game Over article up on it here soon. Overall, the story, the end of it seemed a little rushed to me. Because it's like you have the kind of this intro area into getting the Angel Key. You have to get these keys for specific reasons I'm not going to go into because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It might be a spoiler. I don't know. But after you go to the Angels, it kind of seems to rush through the last portion of the game. You spend a really long time in main quests in the first world, a decent amount of time on main quests in the second world, a little bit of time in the third world, and then the fourth world is just a dungeon and nothing else. But overall, it was entertaining. They could have expanded more on a few parts. And you could definitely tell that THQ, comparing Darksiders 1 and Darksiders 2, you can tell they were making this one when THQ was having a little more money problems. Because in Darksiders 1, the cutscenes were all animated. In Darksiders 2, the cutscenes were static images with a voice. So you could definitely tell the difference in their monetary issues between games. I'm kind of hoping THQ pulls through. They have actually made a lot of games that I enjoy.
What else have they done? I can't, like, think of anything right now.
They did the Supreme Commander series. I know they've done other games I enjoyed. I just can't think of them off the top of my head. I know they had a bunch of, like, the MMA games at one time. Which you would have think would have been helped them stay afloat, but they ended up having to get rid of that series. Mm-hmm. Mixed martial arts.
Oh, it's such a niche market.
And then I think they also did the wrestling games and, like, the ATX games.
Okay.
Are kind of the generic, more generic ones. They also did one that I did like. They also did the Warhammer 40K Space Marine stuff. They have the 40K license.
And they did, like, Dawn of War.
Yeah. But overall, the actual game wasn't bad. Some side quests, while I was complaining about the main quest being kind of rushed, some side quests have their own dedicated dungeons. Hmm. So that's something that's kind of nice. Like, it's like, you're sent to go do this. It's not just a real random fetch quest. You go somewhere, and there's actually more loot there than just what you're going for, enemies to get experience. And it actually kind of adds to the experience on, why couldn't this jackass just do this himself? Oh, well, it's because this is actually really dangerous. So let's go send the personification of death to do it. Let's see, and that's really all I'm going to say about that one right now, because I'm afraid if I were to ramble too much, I would spoil the game for anybody who has yet to play it, and I really hate doing that on accident. Now, in the Game Over articles, it's entirely different, because you know what you're getting into when you click that Read More button.
Spoilers ahoy.
Yeah, pretty much. So, moving on, and then I've been continuing to play more Borderlands 2. Still an interesting game, still having fun, still getting lots of fat loots. The guns are entertaining.
Do you have Guild Wars 2?
I don't have Guild Wars 2. It's on my list of things that I've been that I want to get, but I have so many other games that I need want to get this season. And yeah, I think any game that comes out in November is going to be rented. Thankfully, Blockbuster hasn't gone out of business yet. It's a matter of time, but it hasn't happened yet.
I haven't been hearing anything in the news about it lately, and I kind of keep track of that just because I've worked there so long.
Dish Network gave up trying to make them a competitor for Netflix. They're just going to cut their losses on that and try something else.
But see, you have to buy, like, Dish Network. I'm sorry.
Well, Blockbuster actually had its own standalone streaming and mail rent and DVD
buy. I know, because I used to have to push it.
Oh. Sorry. But yeah, since Dish Network bought Blockbuster, they've been trying to make it feasible again, but Netflix really took that rug out of them.
But Netflix isn't doing the greatest right now either. It's just like, come on, guys, people, fix your streaming. I'm sorry, I like the streaming option. I don't even mind if I have to pay a couple dollars more for streaming if I got other, you know, titles quicker, even like bigger blockbusters sooner.
Yeah, but they actually signed a thing where they have to wait at minimum a month before they can put stuff, they can release stuff through Netflix. That way it actually gives the companies a chance to sell the DVDs in store.
Yeah.
I think Blockbuster's actually still the only one that gets stuff when it's released. Redbox and Netflix have to wait 30 days.
There's a whole bunch of exclusivity when it comes to movie rentals, and that's why people used to balk when they said, well, you lost this VHS tape, well, it's $100 to replace. But that's because of all the rights that were negotiated for Blockbuster to rent the title before you could go and buy it, and that's when the price would drop, and yeah. It's never fun telling people because they lost two movies that they owe us $200 plus late fees.
Wow.
DVDs kind of saved us on that. Or if you really, really liked it, you could just buy it used automatically towards the end there. On anything.
It's not a bad idea.
No,
it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, because basically they would discount what you already paid for the rental.
Oh, that's cool. So they really tried to actually help people out. That's still one of the physical medium
in their hand. Yeah, and people complained still about the change when we had no more late fees. But basically, people, you could keep a movie out for over a month. And if you, as long as you brought it back within that time, you only paid $1.25. I consider that pretty darn cheap, considered before, if you were late a week, you ended up paying like almost $30 for a new release.
People just like to complain.
Well, they don't like to be charged for, you know, their mistake. That's what it is. We never checked in movies. Uh-huh.
Let's see, moving on. Assassin's Creed comes out at the end of the month, and as usual, there's going to be a plethora of DLC to try and keep the game viable after its initial launch window. That way, people don't immediately sell the game back to GameStop. For those people that actually buy the game right off the bat and have a original copy of it, they're going to be apparently be given the option to buy the Assassin's Creed Season Pass for, I think it's $29.99 or $30. This is basically going to give you all five of the DLC, or was it five? Four or five DLC contents for free. And basically the way they're, you're getting it for 30, you're getting all five for $30, which is if you were to buy all five separately, it's a 25% savings.
Okay.
So they're trying to make it worth your time to actually get it, assuming you're willing to wait. Or you're willing to pay up front for something that's supposed to come later. Fortunately, it's being done by, I think, EA does that? No, Ubisoft does that. Ubisoft ain't going anywhere real quick, so you'll get your five DLCs. And it looks like they're going to be kind of, at least based on the first one, they're going to be kind of alternate history DLCs. The first one is The Tyranny of King George. And basically it's, what if George Washington became king instead of president? And he becomes a tyrant, and then the assassin has to defeat George in order to return freedom to the colonies.
This is a rather hilarious name, just because it wasn't it King George that was the British monarch at the time anyways?
Yeah. That's what I remembered my history correctly. And though. That's what I remembered first, when I'm like, okay, so we're going back to England?
See, that's what I thought, but then I actually read the synopsis on it. It's like, okay.
See, so it would have been better if they called it The Tyranny of Washington, because that makes more sense.
That would have made more sense.
We're argument fanatics now.
Or they could have picked another of the founding fathers just for the hell of it. Be like, The Tyranny of Adam.
Or Jefferson. Franklin.
Gotta use the first name.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The Tyranny of Benjamin.
Now they're just starting to sound silly.
Yes.
What other games are coming out? I have just been like, you know, after all our fiasco earlier in the year, haven't had anything to play on, so we're just kind of waiting.
Well, let's see. Dishonored comes out Tuesday, as does XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Is that the FPS?
No, it's a top-down shooter.
That's the one you were
telling
me.
Top-down turn-based.
Top-down turn-based. Okay, you said it's an older series.
That's the one that's actually true to the older game, then. Okay.
Yes.
Is there anything I would be interested in that's coming out in the next month?
I don't know. You're not interested in much anymore. To be perfectly honest.
I've never been interested in first-person shooters. I've never been interested in, you know, I'm very particular about tactical games. I don't like sports games. Except when it comes to, like, Mario Golf or something. Oh, look, Pokemon! I like Pokemon!
Pokemon Black and White for the... just a regular DS, not even a 3DS.
That would help if we had any sort of DS.
Sorry.
No, a lot of other stuff comes out. I just don't know where it all comes out.
It's just like, all these games are like, we're all so serious and dark, and I'm like...
Maybe you should look more into the Steam Greenlight stuff.
I like the Steam sales. Gotta wait for winter again.
Well, there's the Greenlight now, where indie games are voted on, and then, like, I think it's the top 5% or 10% or something like that actually get brought onto Steam.
Hmm. Ooh, Sims 3! We can all be fairies now!
That was her what's that, your birthday present? That was Care Bear's birthday present.
What?
She likes The Sims!
But fairies?
Well, it's actually...
Supernatural.
So basically includes, like, werewolves. You can actually make a vampire from the get-go now. You can also make fairies, and it includes more of the... It adds
everything
more magic
really aspects. Is doing Supernatural right now. I mean, it's like all the series on TV.
See, Resident Evil 6 came out, which I've heard is
meh. Yeah, I've been like, most people are like, don't.
And yet it has an 8.0 here for an average score, so I don't know. Yeah, Pokemon Black and White actually came out today as of this recording. Dishonored, UFO Enemy Unknown. I think they typed that wrong.
Yeah. Ooh, Just Dance.
Just Dance 4.
Harry Potter for Kinect.
There it is. XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Oh, come on. You know you want to try and, you know, mimic exactingly the wand motions for a Spectre of Patronum. Nope.
Dragon Ball Z for Kinect. I can stand in front of my computer for half an hour. Let's see. Rocksmith for PC comes out. They haven't updated this list. Okay, now I don't even know if this list is valid, because they still have Bioshock 3 on here. That was postponed until next year.
I was going to say, I was like, did that get put aside?
Windows 8 comes out on the 26th of October.
Why is that on a game list?
I don't know. It's under VG releases, and I don't know.
And anyways, haven't people talked... talk some stuff about how Windows 8 is going to be very make it very difficult to actually play games.
Well, one of my coworkers actually was put it on at work so he could test it, and you can go to a regular Windows desktop.
Okay.
Still.
What is funny about Windows 8 that I'm missing here?
We'll show you after the podcast.
Okay.
Is this actually coming? Holy crap! That comes out tomorrow. Is that real? Fable: The Journey comes out tomorrow. It's the Fable Connect title that they've been showing at like the past two E3s.
You mean Tuesday?
I keep thinking that today. Yeah, Tuesday comes out. Tuesday comes out the 9th.
Tuesday and Fridays were game release days.
Except for Nintendo,
which all of a sudden is like Sunday is our day.
Why
Code of the Princess?
Why does everyone have to make stuff for Kinect?
Wait!
You want to see that one?
I want to see that one. Okay,
we'll put that one aside for you later.
Yes.
Wow, this is so random.
We are so random. We're looking at the list. Everybody just hears us rambling like crazy. You gotta tell me, does it really look like a lot of interesting games in that list, other than, Fable for,
I want to play Dishonored. In fact, I have Dishonored pre-ordered. Dishonored, what looks interesting to me about it is it's a supernatural assassination game, and if you're hardcore enough, if you want to, you can play the entire game without killing a single person. I won't play it that way, but it's possible. The people aren't necessarily better off if you've left them alive or not. The one example they used was this one where you have to get this one sister out of three out of the way. And one of the options are, it's like, okay, you go into the mansion where they're having this party, you do all this sleuthing to find out which one of the three sisters, because they're all in costumes and it's the same costume except for different colors. You do the sleuthing to find out which sister it is, you get her alone, you kill her, and you get out. Another one is, you find this one guy who has been trying to woo her for quite some time. So you find the sister, knock her out, deliver her to him, and then he, against her will, takes her off to another country so she's out of your way. The third option was, you break into the place, kill everybody, and leave. Hummingbird gives it the third option. To me, this first option sounds kind of the more entertaining, but that's... I don't know. I think I like the
sleuthing. The second option just seems mean.
Yeah.
I mean, killing somebody is not very nice either. But the second option of just saying, here's this woman you've been wanting. Go and do whatever you want with her. And it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, I kind of like the first option. I like the idea of sleuthing, the idea of, finding out which one's the correct one, and then killing just her. But you also get special powers. Like, one ability is you can, what's called blinking, where you basically jump from one spot to another real quick in order to get to areas where you shouldn't be able to. Another ability is you can inhibit animals or other creatures like these, either like a rat or this giant walking thing, in order to get past an area without being detected. Now, the game developers have admitted that it is going to be very possible that people are going to break the game, and they fully accept it. They're giving the players a lot of power with these abilities and not limiting them too much. You do have kind of a mana bar, but from what I've seen, you can do a lot really fast. You can also slow time. You can put traps on a rat, control, and then it explodes directly on somebody and kills them. So there's a lot of different ways to play this game. I think it looks rather interesting. I pre-ordered it for the 360 because I think my poor 360's been
neglected
lately.
See, the cooler thing, something that would be cool too, though, is that they had on the opposite end of the spectrum where you were the people trying to figure out who the assassin is, by investigating these, supernatural crime scenes and such.
These exploding rats.
Oh, yeah. The entire reason why you're doing this to everybody. You are actually the former emperor's guard, empress's guard. And she got killed and you were framed for it. And you discover that they know you were framed for it, but it's the higher-ups that framed you because they want to take over the country. So you end up escaping, given these abilities, along with this really cool mechanical mask type thing, which is kind of the mask you see in a lot of the stuff for it. And I am just going all over the place today!
We all are. This is random podcast day.
Yeah.
I know this works really well for a podcast. Here's a picture of the...
Yeah, hold up to the microphone a little bit closer. They might not be able to hear it from there.
But, and you're given this weird mark on your hand, too, which basically channels the abilities. So, I'm looking forward to it. It comes out on Tuesday. I mean, I have enough GameStop points. I'm going to get, like, a 20% off coupon and reduce how much I have to pay for it.
That's good.
And, yeah.
Yeah, the only other thing Zelda Queen I've really done is watch a little bit more Doctor Who. We got to the season finale for season 2, which had the best Dalek line in it ever. Do I have to repeat the Dalek line?
For the podcast, you should.
Are you going to put the robot voice on this? Because it'd be better if you did.
The robot voice, I only can do it with my actual microphone. There's not a real robot voice for the thing.
You are only superior to Daleks in one way. You are better at dying.
Well, do we have anything to add, or do we want to leave it on? Do we want to end the podcast on a Doctor Who comment?
That's fine.
Okay. maybe next week we'll treat you to Proteus's horrible knock knock joke.
I didn't even make that up. I got that from someone at the con, so you can blame some other random geek whose identity is unknown.
Well, here, I'll give you this joke that was also pretty bad. What sort of pants does Mario wear?
Overalls?
Denim. With that, you can find us at thegameslave.com, where our articles, store, our very neglected forums are. You can also find us on Twitter at thegameslave, or send us email to mail@thegameslave.com. In the meantime, y'all have a great weekend. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Kill yourself.